You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The king penguin and the elephant seals, the albatross, and it's pretty pricey, but you're out there for 2 weeks, almost three, actually.
Going around the Horn of South America and going down to Antarctica. There?
3 weeks.
How long do you stay at Antarctica?
It's sad to see. They have it at like 6 or 7 days.
At Antarctica?
Before you go to the, around Antarctica. You start out in Chile, which takes day 1, day 2. You go to Falkland on day 3. You're at sea for 2 days in South Georgia. You're on board trip where they prepare you to get going. And then for 6 or 7 days, you're in the landscape of everything. And you do landings with Arctic zodiacs.
Wow.
And they pop you all over the place. Then you go back to the Falkland Islands for 2 days. And then you do landings on 3 of the best islands in the Falklands.
Neat.
And then then on the 17th you sail to Argentina. Mm-hmm. And then you're 2 days in Argentina where you've got to, fly home. Mm-hmm. So the trip is like 19 days.
Wow. When does that typically leaves in the January time frame, right?
This October 21st, November
7th. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Secretary of State John Kerry is coming under harsh criticism for saying the attackers on a French satirical newspaper had rationale. Republican presidential candidate.
Departure.
All right.
Yep. Well. And it's not a big boat at all. Not at all. And then Zambia is a real wildlife. It's like a photo option, 7 to 18 day trip. They have you do the walking.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Secretary of State John Kerry is coming under harsh criticism for saying the attackers on a French satirical newspaper had rationale. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie tells Fox News Kerry's comments were not welcomed.
He needs to get some sleep and shut up is what he needs. That's disgraceful.
While meeting yesterday with U.S. Embassy staff in Paris, Kerry compared the Charlie Hebdo killings to last Friday's terror attacks. He said of January's Charlie Hebdo attack, there was a, quote, rationale that you could attach yourself to and somehow say, okay, they're really angry because of this and that. ISIS claims a bomb hidden in a soda can brought down a Russian jetliner in Egypt. The terrorist group's official magazine published photos today of what appears to be a detonator in a can of Schweppes Gold. The accompanying text says ISIS members were able to exploit a loophole at Sharm el-Sheikh Airport. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers, and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
Well, good.
Thank you. cheap talk and wine. Left us so little to give. That same old crowd was like a cold dark cloud that we could never rise above. But here in my heart, I give you the best of my that wasn't enough. But here in my heart, I give you the best of my love. Oh, sweet darling, you get the best of my love. The best of my love.
Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
See why Balsam Hill is rated number one most realistic year over year. This year, bring your holiday memories to life.
Change your mind, you better change it back home. This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Yes, New Year's Eve will be so awesome watching college football through confetti. Missing out is not an option, so plan accordingly.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're on the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Crazy if you Good afternoon, everybody. This is Talented People. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We've been playing some songs out there for one of our special listeners. Congratulations on your new job. You know who you are. It's 3:24 already on November 18th, and I want to give you an update on the forecast if you happen to be in the New Jersey area. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This afternoon, cloudy with a high about 58. Tonight, chance of showers mainly after 10 p.m., cloudy with a low about 53. Showers all day on Thursday. The rain could be heavy at times with a high about 64. Southeast wind 9 to 13 miles per hour. It's 100% chance of precipitation. Thursday night showers continuing mainly before 1 a.m., low around 46. It's a little warmer. And then on Friday, it's mostly sunny all day with a high of 55 and then partly cloudy with a low of 34. And then basically Saturday all day long, it's going to be high of 50 and a Saturday night mostly cloudy with a low of 33 and sunny all day on Sunday, the high of 45 and a low of 28. And then we start our Thanksgiving week. So we're hoping that you have a great one planned. And I just want to reach out there to my husband, Jan, and say hello. I know that he's home listening today, which is really nice because that's the new one. And anyway, hi. So here's to our guest in the studio, Linda Famy. And she is actually a property owner advocate. She's got a property that's being developed at on Nassau Street in Princeton that's just absolutely fascinating to watch as it happens. And then also Little Egg Harbor property that all kinds of updates we're going to talk about today. And then Colleen Kelly's in studio today. Thanks, Colleen, for being here.
Hello, I'm happy to be here.
And this is Talented People. So it's 3:26 and welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So let's hear from you. What's going on this week over there at to first, tell us a little bit about yourself again, because I know last week you were on the show, but everybody out there who might have missed it.
My name is Linda Famy, and I'm the owner and founder of ROI Renovations and Development. I'm also a commercial realtor. I specialize in developing, redeveloping properties, primarily commercial, mixed use. It could be a residential and retail mix, or commercial only, any type of industrial, pretty much any type of use. But a lot of the work that I do is reconstruction of existing facilities and or land use evaluation and development. And
so tell us a little bit about, just to give everybody an update as to last week, because you have a property on Nassau Street 255 in Princeton, and it's called Carnivale Plaza.
Yes. Well, it's actually my client's. It's mm-hmm. a client of mine mm-hmm. That I'm managing the property. And the Carnivales purchased this property in 1985. It originally was one of the first Dodge dealerships in the country. The insignia was still in the building when we demolished the building, and we preserved it, and we'll be reinstalling it when we finish construction on the new building. The building was repurposed in 1985 from the car dealership to what was and is known by most Princetonians as the old Davidson's Market, which was a tremendous, a smaller version of Wegmans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bakery, the butcher, it was mm-hmm. a fabulous place.
Everybody has fond memories of that place.
Oh, mm-hmm. it was a wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful place. You walked in and the bakery was right there and the smell just grabbed you. It was a wonderful place. And then so over time, with additional competition in the area, McCaffrey's came in and Whole Foods and such, Mr. Davidson decided to retire, and he turned the building over to, or the business over to Wild Oats. He sold it to Wild Oats. They were there for about 10 years, and then when Whole Foods purchased Wild Oats, they consolidated the two and didn't renew the lease there. And the Carnivales were then faced with, again, finding another grocery use. And at that point in time, the market the building was not properly configured for the site. It was set up for a grocery store. It had a zoning variance for a larger footprint use in that town. So to do anything else with that building, you would have to go for an approval in with the town to get a variance to continue to use it as such if we used it for anything but a grocery store. And the configuration of the building was too large for a smaller grocer, and to subdivide it was a problem, and it was too large for smaller. So at the end of the day, we decided that we needed to really rethink the property completely. And so we set on the path for redesigning, met with the, spent a lot of time meeting with the community. The Carnivales are very, they're icons in the community of Princeton. For any of you listeners that are familiar with downtown Princeton, I'm sure you remember the Annex. Well, Lou Carnivale and his brother, Henry, second generation from Italy, from Petronella, Italy.
Wow.
Which, by the way, was the source of most of the stonemasons, I understand, that worked on Princeton University.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so interesting.
So they've been, I think, their fourth generation here in the United States and in Princeton area. And they, again, owned the Annex for 30 years. And when they purchased the property at 255 Nassau Street, their intention was actually to move the Annex over to that property. And at that point, Davidson's was where the CVS is now on Nassau Street.
Oh, that's and, interesting, too.
And a little sideline. Mm-hmm. So Lou Carnivale, who now owns the property, he was once he bagged groceries for Mr. Davidson's.
Love this. So, love
yeah,
this
that's a good story.
It's great. Mm-hmm. So Lou and his brother Henry, Luigi and Enercole, his name, they purchased the building, and then Davidson's came to them with an offer to lease it from them, which they decided to move forward with, and they redesigned the property from the then use for a car dealership to grocery use, and so it functioned as a grocery store up until the late 90s, I'm sorry. And then they released it to a company that really only was there for about 2 years, Olive May. It was more of a health food type of grocery store. And they were undercapitalized and low on, you know, they really weren't set up with the management they needed and really shouldn't have been given a lease. But they went out in 2 years, and again, that's...
You love the spirit of the entrepreneur, right?
Well, yeah. They gave it a good shot.
That's right.
They gave it a good shot. So anyway, here we are. Fast forward, 2014, we got approvals for the current configuration, and which again is a three-story building, mixed use. We have TD Bank going in on the first floor, and also five apartments, and the second and third floor will each have nine apartments as well. All of them have two bathrooms. Most of them are two bedrooms, although there are a few that are three and four bedrooms.
Which I'm heard of to find a four bedroom. You have 2 4 bedrooms, you think? I think that's important to know, because if someone out there is looking for four bedrooms, you know, they're few and far between. So now you've got something right
we
there
have
on
two
Nassau
to be exact.
Street. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, two four bedrooms.
It was just the way the layouts worked out, and it really made sense. And they'll be lovely. And then
what about, like, when you were getting those variances, how long did it take? Like, it seems like to the person who's observing, you know, that it's years and it's not even worth trying because they're not going to listen to you and stuff. And you're so persevering as that property advocate. Like, and you also know that from the real estate, commercial real estate business that you have, that you work with, what to look for and how to go through that whole process. That's why people come to you.
Yes.
And so how long did it take? Is it really as hard as it sounds and everything else? Because it does sound complicated. You got to know what you're doing.
Well, it's not for the lighthearted, that I have to say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some projects take longer than others. And that's part of our evaluation when we start on a project. Mm-hmm. And generally to know what the general sense of the community is, and some communities are more challenging than others. Mm-hmm. And I have to say Princeton was higher on that list. Challenging in that there are a lot of competing interests, and it's impossible to make everyone happy. It's never going to happen. So you try to max out what you can do in terms of serving the community's interest, as well as obviously my client's interest is where my fiduciary responsibility lies. Mm-hmm. But the clients, my in particular, the Carnivales, were wonderful and understood the concept of community and feel very deeply about Princeton. So they actually afforded me the opportunity to spend some upfront time. I went out and met with community groups, neighborhood meetings, to really get an idea of their sense of the general direction we were going in, and really to hear from them what they were looking to have in their neighborhood. That particular part of East Nassau Street had been pretty well dark for a long time, the building next door and the Carnevale building. While we're going through this process, we were unable to really utilize it because there were some access issues that had to be resolved. So it was a tough couple years.
It looks so light and bright, and the building itself is so, the plans for it are so flattering to that whole side of, you know, the East Nassau Street now, like you say. And also having the upstairs open floor deck, you know, that's just...
The patio is going to be my favorite part of the whole... Oh. Well, the patio and the plaza out front, we designed the building with some what we call community space in front, where we'll have a seating plaza with...
I think that makes it so nice, mm-hmm. because it's just not the building. You mm-hmm. go and there's just a little walkway. I saw the plans. And it
I
looks
would think
like
that
great.
The residents and the businesses in Princeton must, when they're learning and as they learn more about what you're doing and everything, they're probably going to get more and more excited, because if you're sitting over by the public library and you look up at some of those neighboring residential apartment buildings and homes and so on, that's what you're kind of creating. It's expanding the beauty of the main drag of Princeton. And all year round, each season, it's more and more beautiful. You can never pick a season that you think is the best, and you've got that all going on.
Oh, yeah.
It is exciting.
Going back even into the 80s, the East Nassau Street was actually, the term people used was Gasoline Alley.
Yeah.
Because there were so many gas stations.
That's
on
so
that
funny.
End of town, which is,
isn't that funny?
No, I can, back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. I think where the Ivy Inn, there was a gas station. Anyway, there were a lot of gas stations. And interestingly enough, when I took this project on, I realized the challenge, because the zoning on the street where we are had not been updated in decades. And so what we were permitted to do within Wright was uses that included a millinery shop, a photostatting shop.
Isn't that something?
A gas station. We could do those things without, you know, without a variance. But
they didn't have anything else then. I don't know. I'm just joking.
Yeah,
I know.
Those were East Nassau Street mm-hmm. was really the working, you know, the service part of the town at the time. And so as you can see over time, it has changed, and it's now the... I call it the last development opportunity in downtown Princeton of consequence.
Yeah.
And so we had our challenges set out, because we had to, at that point, the town recognized that this was old zoning and the whole zoning needed to be updated. So
that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Right. And so, interestingly enough, directly across the street, the businesses there were updated. They, at one point, were the same zone as our side, but for some reason
they didn't zone the other side of the store.
They only updated one side of the street.
Really?
Exactly. And so they were updated.
That's
as the neighbor, right, neighborhood business. And I think some of the logic there was the businesses across the street behind them are residential, mm-hmm. where on our side of the street it's the university. Mm-hmm. So it really, we didn't have a lot of residential influence. So my guess is that's how that decision occurred. But nonetheless, we were left with old zoning
and
to deal with.
Probably the changes that were made were by people who were proactive, and you know, then people in the political side, the zoning side, are attending to whatever's being asked, and they're not really seeing the big picture in some ways. I don't know. All I know is...
Well, I know just in America, downtown Main Street in general, across the country, even here, there needs to be changes and updates and things like that, just to, you know, because we don't want to see downtown Main Street.
Right.
You know, so many stores have closed. So to bring something innovative like this into the town is great.
Oh, absolutely. I think, as a matter of fact, it's kind of funny. I remember going to our zoning officer back in my own place, you know, my husband and I, and where they told me, it was in East Amwell Township, that it's zoned for, like, you can have tea at 5:00. You know, you could have like a wedding at any point, but you can't have,
can you have
out
a funeral?
After 7. You could have guests. They have to stay 3 weeks, but they can't stay 4, but they can't stay less than 3 because they get there on chuck wagons and stuff. Exactly. I get what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And there's something great about that. But that's why I was asking about, like, for someone like you who does these kinds of services for people, the advocate, the person who goes in and actually can see the change, what's necessary, who you have to go to and start the process. I mean, it's exciting. And then to see where it's at today, right?
Yes.
Well, that's the road that you have to hoe, and really to decide. In this particular case for 255 Nassau Street, there weren't a lot of options that the owners had. They really had to redevelop the property. They had to redo their access. They didn't have a choice. In fact, we just opened the curb cut this week onto Nassau Street, which wasn't their first preference, but it worked out in terms of what the community wanted. So we obliged. The access in 1985 to Nassau Street was closed, and in favor of using a joint access, which is adjacent to ours, a 25-foot wide strip of land that goes, you know, along the property back to the university. And you know, in 1985, it's agreed that it would make sense for everyone to use that whole, and so East Nassau Street would have less curb cuts. And so anyway, at this point, now it has closed, and we're accessing it directly to Nassau Street, which you know, we're in process of completing at this point. And
it's going to be a very value to the residents, though, right? Because they're going to be able to park on location.
Oh, absolutely.
And so is there challenges? Or what, I mean, it sounds like a wonderful thing. I understand that there's change happening.
No, it's just change. The access onto Nassau Street is, again, was just a conversation. It was a part of the reason there really, you know, was a requirement. So when you go into a property and you look at it and say, what should we do? Should we just keep it as is and minimize the process of going for new zoning or going for a new site plan? This particular property didn't have that mm-hmm. option. We needed to address the access issue. We needed to address the zoning issue and then come up with a plan that worked within what was then now the new zoning, and which we did, and it took a few rounds of you know, negotiation with the community and the town, but ultimately we came to an agreement, and the site is going to be grand once it's completed.
It looks so beautiful.
Yeah, and I do believe that the community will be so excited about it, and it's excited seeing it going up,
especially getting to know you and getting to know the family. A lot of people who probably don't even realize the Carna Valley family has been longstanding residents that have that interest in mind to make sure that it's preserved for the betterment, along with you.
Oh, absolutely. And
you're a resident right there.
Oh, sure.
Three miles of Nassau Street itself. So you care about it just as much as everybody else does.
Yep. I've been here for almost 27 years. So I'm as close to a native as you can be, I guess, other than be born here. But yeah, we have actually people getting on our list for residents, when we start leasing, which will happen in the spring. And like I said, the neighbors are in love with the fact that we're putting the emblem from the old Dodge dealership back up on the building. Everyone's excited about that.
Exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is, again, you know, it's a historical town, and everything that you can do to look back and look at the history of it and preserve those things makes a lot of sense, means a lot to people.
Absolutely.
We have to go to our first break right now. It's already 3:43 in the afternoon on the 18th of November. Can't even believe it's November, but here we are. So we're going to run to the break. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Colleen Kelly's co-hosting in studio with Linda Famey, and she's talking about the properties that she has in the state of New Jersey and what she does as a property owner advocate. We'll be right back.
Okay.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heidi & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heidi & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Kowicki & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved, because these legs never grew weak, because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Good afternoon. I hope you're having a great day. It's already the 18th of November, 3:49 in the afternoon. Colleen Kelly's in studio today, co-hosting with me from Jeannie Murphy Public Relations and Mariah Media. And our guest is Linda Famy, and she's been doing some work on Nassau Street with a property that the Carnevale family owns that's going to be an apartment complex and a TD Bank, and it's got a lot of great history to it. But we were talking before we went to the break, Linda, about you being a longtime resident in Princeton. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your company and about how you see Princeton and what you expect it to look like in the future based on all your work.
Oh, that's a good question. All good questions, I should say, added. So first off, about me. So I grew up in the real estate and business development business. My father was the entrepreneur and then some, and owned numerous businesses over, his career, bought, sold, built, and all of them included real estate. And towards the latter part of his career, he ended up focusing totally on real estate development, mostly in North Jersey. And, with that, I also grew up in a very entrepreneurial family, a very large entrepreneurial family. So it was very typical to sit around the business, the dinner table, and it was business conversations were always happening.
How many people are in your family?
So I'm one of five. My father's one of 10. My grandparents were each one of 12.
Wow.
And my grandmother was one of 13. And they're all different types of businesses. Our family reunion every other year up in Dearborn, Michigan, where my grandmother's family was from. About 500 people show up, and we have a tremendous event.
So nice.
Yeah, very well orchestrated with games and food committees, and it's great fun. But I grew up thinking that everyone was in their own business, just the world I grew up in, so it's very natural. And so fast forward, after I left college, I got into doing business development work. Actually, I decided to go out and work for others and, experienced life. I was doing property development work from a marketing aspect, marketing and analysis aspect. I was working as a consultant. My brother became actually a developer also out in Colorado. So I was always the person putting financial packages together and marketing packages and doing analysis. So I was the numbers person behind the scenes with them, as well as having my own business doing marketing and business development work for companies for about 20 years. My company developed a national trade event in New York City called the National Print and Marketing Buyer Show, and we had ran that for
That's
numerous
such an
years.
Undertaking, though. Yes. Really, it's something noteworthy for sure.
Yeah, and in the early 90s, I sold my interest in that company and decided to get full time into the real estate development business. And fast forward, I actually went to work for a company called Marcus & Millichap for about a year and a half to get a taste of what it was to work in a large commercial house. And very long story short, I evolved back down here to Princeton and have opened ROI Renovations and Development as a separate development company, separate from my real estate work, because my clients, what I realized is they're busy with their own lives and their own businesses, and they needed a one-stop shop. And I was subcontracting all this work out and really needed to bring it in closer and manage it. So I don't expect to ever be huge, because I like to stay close to my clients, and we manage projects very closely. So whether it's design, pulling in professionals, vetting professionals and contracts, financing, going out after packages that
it's
suit the particular client.
Valuable to a property owner to be able to have you one stop, turnkey solution for a property or whatever they're thinking that they need. And then you have your own the whole restoration side of it and the development
right.
side too.
Right. So that's, in fact, the Carnival Valleys, that's how I met them. They brought me in. I renovated and restored a professional office, medical office building they owned in Lawrenceville. And that was our first project together, and ended up leasing it for them and renovating the interior of each office as they had new tenants move in and out, and managed the building then for a few years. And when they decided to sell it, I sold it for them. So it really, you know, I knew the building inside and out, and we moved on to other projects after that. So
they sound like a really cool family. You know, the history and everything, and just the fact, like you say, that you had that acquaintance, right. You know, the first relationship, and it built into such a big thing,
right?
And you're able to use all your skills, you know, now with them.
My client base are all via referral, and I end up in relationship with them because there's a lot going on, and we work very closely. And some of the projects, when I say work closely, a lot of, you know, over time, they're able to just say, hey, Lynn, deal with this. So,
yeah.
You know, that's an evolution that doesn't normally happen initially, but it's, you know, as the workings of any project moves forward,
there's
a lot of moving pieces.
That's the key.
The ultimate.
Like, yeah, success, because mm-hmm. you are a property manager, and but people don't want to give up control. So if they're doing that, then obviously you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's rewarding that way, that you know that they can count on you. They don't have to think twice.
Well, there's a lot to think about, and either you're in the business or you're not, and to manage it properly, especially with all the liabilities that can occur in whether you're developing or managing a project. You know, building new is always easier. I do a fair amount of renovations as well.
Do you do historical renovations?
Well, I don't do a tremendous amount of residential these days, but on occasion I will take an interesting project. I finished one in Ewing just recently that was a phenomenal pleasure to work with. We basically renovated the exterior of a three-story Queen Anne and all the period moldings and the wraparound porch, and we restructured and the whole foundation, which was the old stone of this porch, which wrapped around. It was absolutely gorgeous, and the before and after picture is fun, because
yeah,
we were
yeah.
able to really revive this house. It went from looking very tired and something you'd almost wonder if you should keep up
yeah.
to a really fabulous. In fact, people stop and still take pictures of this house. It's lovely. And the owners,
people love to watch that kind of progress too. Like, it's, you know, it takes a lot of time. Sometimes they'll drive by and a year later they go back. It seems like it takes so long sometimes, but then at the end it's like, you know, the whole street changes because of it. And then that usually, like, if one person does that, then it starts to grow, and then
oh, exactly.
the neighborhood looks 100% better, you know, for 25 years after a certain
right.
point. I remember when that happened at High Bridge. Do you remember that? Three Bridges.
Oh, Three Bridges, yes.
It was like a total transformation based on one person taking, you know, your kind of services and then restoring their home.
That's actually, that job came from a block down the road. We did another Victorian renovation on a porch. It was a very... actually challenging. The second and third floor had dropped almost 4 inches over the, you know, last several decades, because the porch, actually the foundation of the porch supported the second and third floor. So we had to literally jack up the second and third floor
wow.
4.5 inches to reset this porch, which, you know, is always nerve wracking. But
what happens if it goes wrong? Because I have that problem. When I'm standing up in our house, it's like you're on a sea ship or something. It's like 2 feet over, you're like way over there. And I know that I saw the
right.
pictures and stuff.
Right.
I mean, is it really like in jeopardy of just, what's the worst thing that could happen when you're trying?
Well, if that porch had deteriorated to the point where it actually was dangerous for,
yeah.
for the house, the structure of the house was to
not
be compromised.
Bad.
But we, you know, my engineers, in fact, the running joke is when they would twerk the jacks, you know, by nerve endings. But no, it was fine. No, it was really, I wasn't worried about the house because my guys are great. It was not a problem. The jacking wasn't the problem. It was, my concern was the inside. You're moving a house that's a couple of hundred years old and, you know, what's happening to the interior. So funny enough, they did it so methodically. We literally had, like, if we had a few hours worth of cleanup work on the inside, that was That's a lot. Incredible. It was really amazing.
So I find
amazing.
Those kinds of things awesome. Like, I'm so interested in those stories. Even driving down the street and seeing a house being moved or something.
Yeah.
It's like, how do they do that? You know, you must enjoy your work. Or, you know,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so many different parts
oh,
to
it's,
it.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Well, we're at the end of our show already. It's 3:59 in the afternoon. This is Talented People. And we're talking, Colleen Kelly and I, to Linda Fahey. And we're going to be actually keeping her through the next hour from 4 to 5 here on Talented People. So stay with us. We're going to learn more about some of the properties down in Ocean County, New Jersey, that she owns and is working with in Little Egg Harbor. We'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.